It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, available, of course, every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and, of course, wherever you get your podcasts from. The weekend has landed. Yeah, hey, a Saturday morning, the 11th day of November. This week we might have had a rate rise for mortgage holders, but the experts are suggesting it won't stop further property price increases. In fact, factors like record levels of net overseas migration, limited housing stock, and a supply pipeline constrained by a construction slowdown are offsetting the impact of interest rate rises, contributing to continued price surges. How much has it surged? Well, some economists are predicting ongoing price growth, with prices already up 4.93% this year. NAB forecasts a 5% rise in prices next year, even with a predicted rate hike possibly in February. Commonwealth Bank are also saying that the timing of the next rate cut, and isn't it nice to say the next rate cut, they are expecting, CBA is expecting it to be September of next year, and NAB are saying November. Gee, that's a long, long way away, isn't it? November. But I've got a question for you this morning. How is your real estate knowledge for geography across Australia? Well, let's test it. Have you, by any chance, heard of an area called Piree? A clue is that it is in the district of New South Wales. And this morning, let's bring in Jane Zwar of Bell Property in Berry this morning. And a very good morning to you, Jane. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
And what a pleasure it is, Craig. Thank you.
Let's ask you, because I think you know geographically where Piree, where it is.
Let me tell you, this is the easiest way to describe Piree. It is probably about a 25-minute drive from Berry, which is where our office is located. It is also gateway to Greenwell Point, Killala Beach, home of the famous rock oysters. It is surrounded by dairy farms and an amazing lifestyle.
Okay, and we'll get to the lifestyle in just a moment. You are working out of the office in Berry. You know, so many people, I mean, all walks of life end up working in real estate. You've done things like you've managed hotels, a wedding celebrant for 17 years. You ran your own clothing business. You bring all of that business now, don't you, into real estate?
I think that's right. I think my experience with real estate is fairly short at the moment. It's a couple of years, but coming into it as a, I call it a mature age person, 49, just off the record. Yeah. I do feel that the life experience plays a huge part in this job. And having built and renovated myself and moved around a lot, lived overseas, I think it all comes into play with dealing with people.
Absolutely, because it is a people business. And this is where, you know, not knocking somebody who's much, much younger coming into it, because they come in with the fire in the belly and a completely different angle. But somebody that has life skills, very important, because when you're talking to people, you can just find things, common ground. And if you find common ground, much more easier to just get the conversation started.
100%. The common ground is probably something that I'm very good at.
And your particular area, isn't Shoal Haven somewhere around where you are?
Yes. So we are in the Shoal Haven Shire. So Berry is part of the Shoal Haven, as is Piree.
Ah, right. Yeah, right. Okay. So I need the geography lesson, it turns out, this morning. It's okay. We'll come back in just a moment. We'll find out a little bit more of how business is going with Jane, and we'll do that next.
Every morning from 6 a.m., we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts across Australia every week. It's time to go back to the real estate vault for this week's property comment.
Has your outlook on the whole houses versus units debate changed?
I'm of the opinion that no, my point has not changed. I still see houses in Australia as the superior option, and especially in Sydney. And the reason why is that Sydney is about to, and if not already, starting to see a wave of institutional money. And we're going to see large amounts of projects, bigger than we've ever seen before in the unit space over the next decade.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
Well, CoreLogic Research has their monthly housing chart pack out once again, which tells us that Australia's combined residential real estate value rose to $10.2 trillion by the end of last month, October, and that is up from the previous month of $10.1 trillion. National home values, they say, increased by 2.3% over the 3 months leading up to October, and that is slightly down from the recent peak of 3.1 in the June quarter. And there are some more stats, and we will run through that on Monday morning. Just a reminder, on Monday we're going to do a bit of a breakdown on the economy and the cash rate, which increased this week. Warren Hogan is back. If you're celebrating your birthday for today, November the 11th, Demi Moore is turning a big number today. She's turning 60. Leonardo DiCaprio is turning 48. And Callister Flockhart is celebrating a birthday today. You might remember her from Ally McBeal. She is turning 58. And she married Harrison Ford back in 2010.
It's the main centre forecast.
And let's go to Sydney. Good morning to you. Expecting sunshine today, your high of 29 degrees. Melbourne, a little bit of cloud cover, but it should be mainly fine and dry with 25. Brisbane, fine with 27. And also fine weather in Perth today. Little bit of cloud cover and your high of 28.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And it is a Saturday morning. We are talking weekend property. And if you are a new listener, don't forget we have nearly 700 episodes of real estate. I'm not quite sure how we've managed to get up to a massive amount of episodes. We have the largest property podcast library in Australia. So there is every imaginable subject, every imaginable almost suburb right across Australia. So if you're looking for something to maybe catch up on as far as property is concerned this weekend, check through, thumb through the library. There is a lot there. And we are talking this morning to Jane, and she is from Bell Property there in Berrie. And we found out that that is in the Shoalhaven district. And we also found out a little bit about Pyrene. Now, Jane, I want to ask you, just in terms of you've been in real estate for a couple of years, have you noticed people sort of really on the lookout for lifestyle properties, you know, to sort of take that break away from, you know, busier lives?
Yeah, I think definitely when, you know, COVID hit, it was very much on people's minds to move and to create more of a lifestyle for themselves.
And you've got some of these sort of lifestyle properties where you are based, because plenty of land. And Pyrene in particular, you've got a property there which, again, you know, it just leans itself into somebody looking for a bit of a sea change.
Well, it is. It's a, you know, buy it as a lifestyle tree seed change, or I guess take it on as a business. It is like its own little village. It is really a lifestyle, and it could be a lifestyle choice for somebody. We imagine a distillery would be amazing as the infrastructure is already there. maybe continue on as a for accommodation, food, markets, even a wedding venue. There's so many options because the accommodation is already set up there. 8 acres of incredible options.
Yeah, that's decent, isn't it? 8 acres. And what's been some of the takeaways from 2023 for you there in Beery? As you say, you've been going strong over the last couple of years. What sort of a year have you had?
We've actually had a pretty good year. I mean, it's been a year that's been every day. You're not quite sure how it's going to go with the interest rate rises. But I do believe now that people are getting a little bit used to it, dare I say. I mean, we sell everything from residentials to townhouses, substantial rural holdings, as you say, acreage lifestyle. But it's where we are, it's rainforest to beachfront and now a village. So I guess the travel to, you know, major cities, Sydney and Canberra, is only getting shorter.
Yeah, well, I've got a mate actually who lives in Shoalhaven. He's a filmmaker. He's actually an award-winning cinematographer. And he has for, I don't know, 10 years been saying, when are you going to come to Shoalhaven?
When are you coming down?
Yeah. And he is a Sydney person. So he's got an apartment in Sydney and he just loves getting away from Sydney into his Shoalhaven retreat. And I still haven't managed to get there and it's been 10 years and counting.
We are so blessed to live in such a beautiful part of the world, but just gotta don't tell anyone else.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that because a lot of these areas right around Australia, these smaller areas, and I do feel for people that have been priced out of the rental market. And I think that that is another area where that started to take toll.
I think so. I think you're right. I mean, coming back to Jindiandi Mill Estate, that owner has had that place for the last 20 years. She came across her very own village and she never left. And it's, you know, it's now time for the next custodian to take over. I mean, whether they're going to be furthering their dream, considering a lifestyle change, or just be excited about the next venture. With the toll, I think, you know, I do feel for people that it's really taken the toll on. I do hope that in time, as you say, listening to your comments previously about the rate cut, I think we'll all be excited for that.
Yes, that can't come along soon enough. And just with a look between now, because today is the 11th of November, for the rest of the year, well, we're really in the funnel end of it. So I guess you're focusing on next year after the break.
I'm still focusing on this year right now. I think we've still got, you know, a fair few weeks before Christmas. It's feeling good. It's feeling busy.
Well, you can't really ask for anything more than that if it's feeling busy. Jane, lovely to catch up with you today. Enjoy the wind down, enjoy being busy, but make sure that you have some sort of a break over the Christmas New Year. And certainly wish you all the best of luck into your third year in real estate.
Thank you so much.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
So just set that up in terms of median house price, what sort of value a first home buyer could actually get in your little town.
Our median house price of, you know, I think it's about $462,000. You're really looking at a neat and tidy 3-bedroom brick home on a large block, maybe with a shed or a single garage or something like that. So a great start off property. I have noticed, I mean, in the 20 years that I've been selling, first home buyers don't want to do any work. Not saying it's the forever home, but it, you know, a lot of them do want that.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.